Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Sicilia Lady Panthers winning head coach Megan Brinkman after their 63-56 trouncing of the Moberly Lady Spartans in what some say might be a little bit of a preview to the district championship game, but that's a little early. Congratulations, Coach Brinkman.
Thank you.
How did you and the ladies make it happen tonight?
I thought we did really well offensively. I even thought we left some buckets empty. I thought, you know, we had some more chances and missed some easy shots, but man, we battled. I thought I loved our flow on offense. I love our reads. I liked our second looks. I thought we were really unselfish. I thought we wore them down. You know, we had four kids in double figures, and Harper Sontenheimer had nine. When you got, you know, people willing to step up and score like that, I think we're hard to guard, and I thought it was such just a great team win for the girls. On the road, tough environment, big game, and they stepped up, and so I'm super proud.
Could you read off your three double-figure scores for me, pretty please?
Let's see, right now, unofficially, I have Braylon Brunkhorst at 14, Annie Robinson at 11, Jaws Bostic at 10, and Morgan Ross at 10.
So, what was your plan for dealing with number 29?
You mean number two?
Number two. Who scored 29?
We knew she was, and I mean, we just had to limit her to as many tough shots as possible. She's an excellent player, and we knew she was going to get hers. We just had to make sure no one else went off, and I thought we did a really good job of that. You know, we knew that she was going to be hard to guard, so we also had to score more points than we usually do, and I think we scored, what'd you say, 65? We scored 65, 66, 65?
66.
66. So, yeah, I mean, man, we executed the game plan. I just thought we did everything really well. I mean, we turned into – we talk about good and great, and I thought tonight we had glimpses of great, and that's why we came away. You know, we were down six in the fourth, got a little stagnant in the third, but we came back, and we got big plays when we needed big plays. Kids stepped up, and, yeah, they made it happen, and they came in clutch.
Coach, I only saw maybe a quarter and a half, but it looked like your free throw production had some really good action.
Let me see. I don't know. It says what we are. Free throws attempted. Yeah. We have to step up at the line, especially when they foul at the end. I know Braylon had two. I think Annie had two. And that's what we have to do. If they're willing to foul, we have to step up and hit our free throws.
Please, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about the difference between tonight and last week's game against South Shelby.
Just a little different ball game. I think South Shelby plays a little bit better defense. It's just a different style of man-to-man defense. They're all up in you. And I think we got better, honestly, from Thursday till today. And that's what we talked about Eugene South Shelby for. You know, the outcome didn't come out the way we wanted it, but we got better from that. You know, we say, you know, South Shelby is so early in the year. If it could be later in the year, maybe it's a different story. So we fought. We were within seven. They're a good ball club, but I'm glad, you know, we turned around and we competed on Saturday, you know, won at the last second shot, and then competed today. And so to be able to turn the tables like that and just keep playing well was great.
We're almost done, Coach. Who's next?
Oh, man, Christmas break. I think we're going to enjoy the time off, continue to get better. And I think we open up with we're on the road, so I think we're at Bowling Green. So
yeehaw.
some big games, a lot of road games here to start. So we'll see who we are, but hopefully we just continue to get better.
Anybody come off the bench and put a smile on your face tonight?
I mean, I thought Shelby had two big buckets at the end. She, you know, we did a lot of things tonight that, again, you can't stat. One time she showed great early help, made someone, had a good block. You know, let's see who else. Kaylin Walters comes in, and she just plays really, really good defense night in and night out. Braylon Brunkhorst obviously had 14. She can turn it on. She can do some great things. It's a team win, and I'm so happy to say that. I feel like every win is a team win, and that's what we preach, and that's what the girls believe. So it was awesome to see.
Thank you very much for speaking to Fireside Guard Live, Coach Megan Brinkman, and good luck on down the road.
Thank you.